Hello, world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whenever it is. Thank you for listening. We're glad to have you. This is 5 Minute Motivation. I'm Brian Donovan. I'm here with Patrick Giarelli, and our goal is to give you just 5 minutes of motivation that you can consume whenever you want, wherever you want, just to get you amped up and pumped to attack the day and just go out there and give it your best shot. Wake up, victory's mine. On top, still on the grind. Gotta go get it right now. Holla at me, with me. It's time. I think the stars above. I know that we're gonna make it. It'll take all we got, we gon' make it. Show the world that I shine in our greatness. Take control, take a shot. What you waiting for? Keep it real. Never gonna fake this. Till we make it, till we make it. Patrick, if you can kind of just tell us a little bit about yourself, what your background is, what your history is, what your motivation is.
You know, longtime business professional. I've wore a few hats in a couple different industries. But the thing that really gets me amped up and started every day is that I choose to be physically active, and also I read every day. I read about things like choices and change, and what really makes me get out of bed is to really make the world a better place. And by better place, I mean just happier. Happiness is a choice, and it's certainly the path that I try to take my family and friends down with me on. You know what? And Brian had a great idea that maybe we could take other people down that path with us and realize that today is the best day of your life. Tomorrow will be the best day also. But currently, today is the best day of your life.
Which actually ties in very well with this being the inaugural podcast. So this, assuming that as we progress and as we record more of these episodes, it's just going to get better and better and better.
Woo!
That not only is this the best podcast that we've done yet already, being the first,
see,
but it's also the worst.
These things are inevitable.
it's gonna be the worst one because each one is gonna get better. But that being said, it's the only one. So
challenges all around us, and we're both ready to grow.
Let's do it. So here is the format that we're aiming for. Being the inaugural podcast, this is going to be an evolutionary process where Patrick and myself will kind of take some of the motivational musings and quotes that we've seen and that probably most people have seen, you know, if they're subscribing to or following people on Instagram, seeing these things online, reading books. That's an important part of this whole journey, is to read books, and you'll probably pick up on some of these things from those channels. But what we want to do is we want to provide our own personal insight and maybe, you know, give kind of a new take on some of these things and also force you to think about them a little bit deeper. The way we're going to do that is we're going to alternate and present them to each other and keep each other on our toes. Patrick, are you down for a little bit of on the toes challenge?
I like it, man. Let's do fresh and live. You know, mistakes are only in your mind. Let's roll.
We're going to put 5 minutes on the clock. This first quote, I thought it was a good starting point because really in my mind, this is kind of the first motivational quote that I remember ever seeing in my entire life. And what's cool about this, is that she didn't write it, but it was my mother that presented this to me.
Even better.
In the form of a what's the knitting when you put like the canvas on a little circle and
I've got one in my bedroom right now. It's not crochet.
Yeah, but I think it is close
it's
enough.
It's a version of crochet.
Yeah, it's like a crochet,
but it has words,
right? And pictures and
frame and like a little
And I think they used to do like a kind of almost like a paint by number thing.
Totally.
So if, like you did like Wizard of Oz, you could like the picture was there and you just crocheted
now,
around it.
For those
it.
Of you that are younger than us, these were super fly in the 70s and 80s. Okay, so that's what you need to know. Google as needed.
That and you will probably find the actual name for it as opposed to just crochet. All right, so I'm going to give Patrick this quote. I'm going to kind of give my viewpoint on it and what it means to me, and then we'll just have 5 minutes collectively to talk about it. The quote is, this was hanging on my wall as a kid, "Don't wait for your ship to come in, swim out to it." And the clock starts now. To me, "don't wait for your ship to come in, swim out to it" is a pretty simple idea. It's a pretty simple concept. I think subconsciously, having seen that quote up on the wall, in my youth, you kind of adapt that into your personality. There are times where you might not even realize it, but you get stuck waiting for the things that you want to happen to you. And you get stuck kind of assuming that it's not my time yet. These things will come as they come. Whatever higher power you believe in, these things are maybe just going to come my way naturally, or they're going to be provided to me by some higher power. And that's not the case. Most of the time in life, if you want something, you have to go out and get it for yourself. One specific story where there's a correlation there in my life recently is being unhappy at a job where I kind of anticipated that this might be my long-term career. I was working at a TV station, and just a series of events occurred where I realized that the bureaucracy and the corporate structure that was in front of me was something that was kind of tough to deal with, and was something that I really didn't want to deal with. And this was the first time where I considered going out on my own and being an entrepreneur and starting my own business. It was that spirit that I've always had, you know, growing up, that gave me the courage to get out there and, if you want to continue the metaphor, get out there in the water and just start swimming. And so I walked out the back door of that TV station, started my new business, and I've been doing that ever since. And so I think that's a great example of taking that to heart and going out and making it come true. And I think a lot of people could learn a lot from embodying that same principle. How would you, being on your toes, Patrick, how would
you? I would say that Brian makes some excellent points right there, and really helped me kind of harness on this quote. I mean, he's literally just gave it to me the 3.5 minutes ago, like you. But you know what? I like his thought processes. I'm thinking even maybe a little bit more simple, but still on the same track. So, like, to wait for me is also kind of another word for to procrastinate. And I think a lot of times for all of us, or a lot of us, we look at some of the simplest things, like, man, I need to get those dishes done. I mean, and that's something simple, but you know the clarity that presents itself once you're done with that? Or you know, I need to go take a walk with my wife, spend some quality time with my wife. But you know what? I'll do that tomorrow. I'll wait. You know, I'm not a big fan of waiting. I think if you know me, I'm pretty motivated. I'm pretty amped up. Today is the day. It's always right now. So to wait is to waste, and to waste time just doesn't work for me, because time is the most valuable resource we have after people. So if I'm going to wait, I'm going to waste, and I can't do it. I can't do it. So I say, you know, take advantage of every moment. Don't wait for those opportunities. Go find the opportunities. They're all around you. They're everywhere. They're in front of you. They're with your family. They're with your friends. They're with your coworkers. And, you know, either you take advantage of them, you move forward, you prosper, you grow, you have fun, or you're still just waiting. And I wouldn't recommend to wait. I would say swim far, swim fast, and swim now.
Wow. Patrick didn't need 3.5 minutes, and there's the wow, that was impressive, right at the buzzer. That is insane.
5 minutes is up.
Yeah, that was impressive. Actually, that's the stuff we're looking for. Yeah, took me 3.5 minutes to say about half as much as you just said. So,
good thing it's not a contest. It's a correlation.
Exactly. There we go.
It's a team concept.
Nice work, my friend. Well, that is just a little taste of your 5-minute motivation. We're trying to keep this thing brief. Our main goal, our best case scenario, is to visualize and to imagine anyone listening to this podcast. They're on their way to work.
Yeah.
They're in their car.
Yep.
They are maybe contemplating a really shitty day
good
ahead
day,
of them.
Bad day. Good day. Shitty day. I don't want to do this today. Why me today?
I've got all this stuff on my plate, and our goal is for you to maybe hear this podcast and think about that stuff in a new light and just want to go tear that shit up. So we want you to park your car, kick the door down to your office, and just fuck shit up.
I'm hoping that you're willing to replace one of your favorite songs with 5 minutes of me and Brian hoping to pump you up, give you a little inspiration.
They play the same shit over and over.
It's definitely, I mean, if you got XM, you might stand a chance.
Yeah, but if,
or I guess MP3 players, those are out, right?
And
CDs, those are dead.
Dead.
Yeah. I don't even think Walmart sells CDs anymore. I'm not sure about that.
But yeah, if you're listening to the radio station, it's going to be commercials and just senseless jibber jabba.
Commercials.
Yeah, don't listen to that shit. Listen to 5-Minute Motivation and actually get some insight and get some fire to attack your day. That's what we're hoping for, at least. So thank you for listening.
Yep, we'll see you on the flip side.
Catch you later. It'll take what we got, we gon' make it. Show the world that it's shining our greatness. Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it. Taking off, flying high like a spaceship. Take control, take a shot, what you waiting for? Keep it real, never gon' fake this. Till we make it.
Brian's willing to put a microphone in front of my face so I can talk about the things I always talk about. I said, this is going to be great.